Book of John, chapter 4, and the 7th verse there. Book of John, chapter 4, and verse number 7. Another very familiar story, I know, to every one of us. Amen. John 4 and 7. Then cometh the woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, speakest unto me, or askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? When Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Jesus said, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Amen. And maybe just reading one more place real quickly. Don't want to weary you with reading. In the book of Genesis, chapter 25. Maybe verse 29 there. Very familiar story. Genesis 25 and 29. The Bible said here, And Jacob sawed pottage. And Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore his name was called Edom. And Jacob said, Sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, Behold, I am at the point to die. What profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, Swear to me this day. And he sware unto him. And he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils. He did eat and drink, rose up, went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. That 34th verse said, Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils. And he did eat and drink, rose up, went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. And that 29th verse started out saying, And Jacob sawed pottage. Amen. Would you stretch your hand this way? We need the Lord to help us right here tonight. Precious Lord and loving Savior. Oh, I thank you for the privilege. I thank you for the honor. I thank you for the opportunity of being in your house. I know I'm nothing, Lord. I know my feebleness, my weakness, my inability is ever before me. I pray you'd anoint us, Lord. God, I pray you'd season our speech with grace, that we might speak words that are fitly spoken, like apples of gold and pictures of silver. Would you meet with us in these altars, Lord, and do what none of us can do.
and help us all and draw us and pull us, and we'll follow and we'll come. I pray you move tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
If the Lord will help us tonight, I'd love to try to preach to us just a simple message on perishing because of hunger. Perishing because of hunger. Bible said here, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Hunger is a strong or an eager desire or a craving. And I know this prodigal here is, he's in a hog pen where we're reading it. He is in a hog pen. And the Bible said he has wasted all his substance, everything his daddy gave him with riotous living. And he has joined himself to a citizen of that country where he's at. And the Bible said he would have fain filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. I know that the scripture is saying here that he is literally saying, I'm dying of hunger. If I don't get something to eat, I will die. If I don't get something kind of nourishment in my body, I'm not going to make it. If I don't get some kind of nutrients in my body, I'm not going to last much longer. I know that's what this scripture is saying, but I also believe that he is where he's at, and he's how he is, and he's fixing to die because of his hunger. He never would have been in this hog pen. He never would have been in the far country. He would have been at the Father's house, and he testified himself, everybody in daddy's house, even the servants, even the slaves, even them that are employed by my daddy have bread enough and to spare. And I perish with hunger. And the reason I'm dying of hunger is because of the hunger that I had. The reason I'm in the place that I'm in is because of the desire and the craving and the longing that was in my heart and in my life and in my soul. We can read there about Esau, what a hunter he was. And the Bible said he was out hunting, no doubt all day long. And he comes in the evening of that day. And the Bible said that he was faint. He was tired. And he was weary. And the Bible said in Jacob sod pottage, it just so happened that Jacob happened to be cooking. It just so happened that Jacob happened to be fixing and preparing something to eat. I want you to understand that Jacob will always be cooking. He never leaves his kitchen. He never leaves his stove. He is always preparing some kind of a meal. He is always preparing some kind of food. And he fans the aroma. And he fans the smell. And when Esau comes in, he smells that. And the smell only adds to the hunger. And the smell only adds to the crave. And the smell, the first mistake he made was smelling and sniffing that thing that was cooking. Hear me. You cannot smell what he's cooking on his stove and not expect for it to affect
to in some kind of a way. I know the Bible said that every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. But I've always believed that there is a difference between being tempted and entering into temptation. For the Bible said, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. He may have smelt out across the street and been able to say no thanks. But when he went in the house and he went in the kitchen, it is hard not to desire what's on that stove when you're in the place of that kitchen.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Praise God. How many of my Father's servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I perish because of hunger. I'm dying because of that smell that I got when Jacob came by in his traveling kitchen. And the Bible said that he desired that far country, that thing that Jacob was cooking. Eve made the same mistake. Well, the Bible said she went where that forbidden fruit was. And the Bible said she looked at it, and it was good for food. The Bible talked about in the New Testament, in the book of Philippians, about some that perish and are destruction. Why? Because they serve the God of their belly. They always smell even what Jacob is cooking. Eve, get away from that place. She looks at it and says, it looks like it is good for food. But can I tell us, Jesus said, if you drink of that water, you will thirst again. The Bible said, they have eyes that are never full. They get and desire to have. They put money in bags with holes. Hear me just a little while. You may eat what Jacob cooks, but it will not satisfy. You'll get hungry again, and then you'll have to eat something else. It always goes deeper. It always leads further. Listen to me. You will perish because of hunger.
Oh, I feel like I'm reaching for somebody. Esau comes in. That's his mistake. He went around the wrong kitchen. You can't go around this world's kitchen without smelling something. That's why you don't have friends that ain't safe. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hey, that's why we preach so hard against places. Because we know if you go to them places, you're going to smell something. You're going to see something. You're going to hear something. And it will affect you. The Bible didn't say, blessed is he that hungers. It didn't say that. It said, blessed is he that doeth hunger and thirst after righteousness. It can be a blessing to be hungry for the things of God. But it is a curse to be hungry for the things outside of God. And I'd love to tell us, until the day that trumpet sounds, there will be a place where Jacob is preparing and he's a cooking. He was one man called a man of God. We don't even know his name. But the Bible said he obeyed the Lord. And God said, don't stop, don't eat, don't fellowship with nobody until you get home. And the Bible said there was a man came and he said, I am a prophet as well. I've just got through baking some fresh bread. Would you smell it? Come on with me and eat. Hear me just a little while. And because of his hunger, he was ate by a lion and he was devoured. And the Bible said he made it not home to his resting place, all because of what he smelled, all because of that belly saying, wouldn't you like to eat it? Hear me. I'm here to tell us everything Jacob cooks is bad in the core of it. It's bad in the pit of it. Esau, run. Don't buy that pottage. Don't buy that bread. Get away from it.
And I perish because of my hunger. I don't know what he saw. I don't know what he heard. I don't know what he smelled from that far country. Something got his attention. Something got his thoughts aroused. Something got his, what do they call that? Curiosity kills the cat. Something got his curiosity aroused. I just don't understand, and I guess in a way I do. For I was there at one time. The Bible said there is pleasure in sin for a season. Hear me just a little while. Could I tell you what Isaiah said? He said, wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Eat that which is good. Ecclesiastes said, he that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. What's it saying? They that love that billfold, they may get a better job. They may get an increase in pay. They ain't going to be satisfied with it. They're going to want another raise. They're going to want more silver. They're going to want a better job. Hear me. Everything Jacob cooks is that way. It cannot satisfy. It only makes a worse hunger. For the Bible said, Esau took that pottage and he ate it and he despised his birthright. You may get what Jacob cooks, but when you eat it, there's still going to be something that says, I'm still hungry. That didn't feel the longing in my soul. And the only thing left to do is to get deeper. It's to get wickeder. It's to get darker. It's to get worser. Listen to me. I'm trying to tell us. This boy cries out and he says, I'm dying because of hunger. Sisera's in a bad battle. He's a great fighter. But the battle went against him. And it'll go against every one of us at some time. And he takes off running. And somebody stands in the door of their house. Says, I'm an ally. I'm a friend. It'd be like Tony Blair saying in the bush, I'm an ally. Come on over here to Buckingham Palace. And he asked for a cup of water. And she gave him a glass of milk. And she brought him butter in a lordly dish. Man, she really likes me. Brought him butter in a lordly dish. She didn't bring it in an old dirty plate. She didn't bring it in an old dirty cup. She brought it in a lordly dish. Butter and milk. When all he asked for was water. And he said, don't tell nobody I'm here if they ask. I'm going to go back here. I'm wore out. And I'm going to lay down, take a sleep. And Jacob says, go ahead, son. Just eat. Her name was Jael, but I'm saying Jacob. Go ahead, son. Eat till your little heart's desire is full. Go ahead, son. Drink this whole glass of milk. Go ahead, son. It's like a Delilah was doing Samson. Go ahead, son. Just eat till your little heart is content. Go ahead, son. Just drink until your strength is renewed. And the Bible said she made him lay down and go to sleep. Or he just laid down and went to sleep. And she went and got a big tent nail. And the Bible said she put it to his temple. And she took a hammer. And the Bible said she fastened him to the floor. And then somebody outside, amen, his mama, the Bible said she looked out and she said, where is my boy? Why is his chariot wheel so long and tarrying? Where's he at? Was it the battle that killed him? Was it the soldiers that took his life? No, he perished because of hunger. He died because the God of his belly said, wouldn't that be good to eat? Wouldn't that be good to drink? Listen to me. The Bible said, all that's in this world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Jacob is cooking. He's at his stove, and he's a fan in the aroma. You better run,
from it, or you'll wind up. The worst thing that ever happened to that prodigal was the smell of that kitchen.
Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and labor for that that satisfies not?
Ain't not one soul ever been satisfied with Jacob's pottage. None. When you talk to them, they'll tell you they're satisfied. But they ain't never been one. Because this Bible does not lie. The Bible said, let every man be a liar, but let God be truth. If anybody had a lot, I had a daddy had a pretty good bit of stuff, Brother Mike. I can't tell you how many vehicles he owned. Paid for. I know he had nearly a new dually crew cab just like mine. And he had one of them show Camaros. He had one of them show Chevelles. And he had several that I don't know how many pickups he had. I know two or three right off the top of my mind paid for. Didn't know a dime on them. And they had, I think that one new one was a Malibu. And I can't tell you how many other vehicles he had. Had probably four or five or more race cars. Each of them engines cost about $12,000 a piece. All of it paid for. Had a 3-bay garage. And he had a paint booth on one of them bays. Lived in a big house. I don't know how big it was. Had a safe in there. But ain't no telling how much money in it. Hear me just a little while. He didn't ever go around without several hundred dollars in his pocket. I remember one time we was evangelizing. And I was sick. I think it's when I had pneumonia. He put some money in my pocket. It's a pretty good bid. And he said, go to the doctor. Listen to me here. But he was not satisfied. He told my mother, he was on his third wife. But he told my grandmother, my mama's mama, he said, leaving your daughter is the worst thing I ever did. To look at him on the surface, it looked like he was just a picture of success. But he died because of his hunger. Hear me just a little while. I can hear him crying out. I perish, and I perish because of what I hungered for. You listen to me here tonight. I'm trying to tell us you don't have to die with your hunger. You just change the bread that you smell. Get involved with this world, and you'll get thirsty again. Become a millionaire. And you'll get thirsty again. Build you the biggest mansion this world can afford. And you'll get thirsty again. Live it up. Have all the friends in this country. And you'll get thirsty again. Listen to me. Jacob ain't the only one cooking. I said Jacob ain't the only one cooking. Hear me just a little while. We read just the other night. Them disciples toiled all night, caught nothing. And the Bible said Jesus called unto them and said, children, have ye any meat? Do you enjoy getting a fish? Do you enjoy getting to be away from your work and your cross? And they said, we've toiled all night and we've taken in nothing. And he said, come and die. And the Bible said when they made it to the shore, behold, there was fish on the fire. It was already being cooked. It was already ready. And the song said, somebody wrote a song about it. Come and dine. The master calleth, come and dine. You may eat at Jesus' table all the time. And he's talking to that woman. She'd been drinking from the wrong well. And he tells her, that well you're drinking from, you're going to get thirsty again. You'll have to draw again. But I've got some water. If you drink it, you'll never get thirsty again. Listen to me here tonight. He told him in one place, the bread that I have, if you eat it, you will never hunger again. The psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Listen to me. I'm trying to tell us, if you really take a bite of what Jesus cooks in the heavenly kitchen, it'll take that hunger out. It'll satisfy. Hey, it'll fill you up to the very, very bell. Elijah falls asleep. Somebody punches him. Wake up. What is it? Arise and eat. And the Bible said, and behold, a cake baking on the coals of the altar. If it was baked, somebody baked it. If it was made, somebody made it. I can read of a time when Jesus girded a towel on it. Could I say an apron? Hallelujah. Elijah looks up, sees a cake. He don't know who the Lord is. He's years from being born. But I believe he sees somebody with an apron on, a baker's hat maybe on him. And he said, arise, smell of this. Smell of this, son. Here, just a little while, Moses said, every morning when the dew come on the earth, the Bible said there were small pieces of bread that appeared. They had never seen it before, so they called it manna. And the Bible said it tasted like wafers with honey. Another writer said it was angel's food. Listen to me. Somebody baked that bread. Somebody made that bread. Hear me just a little while, and I guarantee you, it tastes better than what Jacob thinks. If you'll eat from God's altar, hear me. You won't have to worry about being hungry for things out there. I found something that so satisfies me. I'm not wanting to look. I'm not wanting to search. I have found bread. It takes the hunger away. I have found water. It takes the thirst out of my heart. Set them down and feed them. Where do we have much bread to feed this great multitude? Jesus said, I'll not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. I'll not send them away so that as soon as they get out of my meeting, out of my revival, that Jacob fans a little breeze to them and they go over there and eat it, they're going to leave me. I don't know about you. I remember the day that I got saved, Brother Mike. I remember I was a pitiful wretch. I was raised right, and I was a pitiful wretch. I remember one time I got saved while I was in high school, but I remember one time, and I was so ignorant and foolish. I prayed this prayer one time. I did. Lord, I want to be like. I want people to like me in that school. I don't want to be made fun of and laughed at and poked at. Hear me just a little while. But I remember the day that I went to that well. Hear me just a little while. And you know the devil screams in your ear. What they going to think? What are you going to do about this? What about that? What are you going to do about this? But he got to cooking something, and I got to eating it in that altar. And I'm here to tell you in the truth of God's Word. I got up from there. Hey, wasn't the hunger pain inside of me. Hey, wasn't no thirst in my throat. I went back to that high school with a Bible under my arm. What happened to you? I got saved. Somebody said, come and go here with us. Come and go there. I ain't got no desire. I ain't even hungry. I ain't even thirsty. You listen to me tonight. You can't get a hold of it in such a way that God will satisfy your heart.
When we get hungry, we start looking through the cupboards. You better believe we do. We'll go to the refrigerator. We'll get in the car and drive on the road where we know restaurants are. But when I ain't hungry, it don't matter if the cupboard's full. When I'm not hungry, it don't matter if there's so much stuff in my refrigerator that the door won't shut. I don't go to it. It don't matter if it stands open and everything in there says, eat me. Come on and eat me. It don't matter if I'm not hungry. I can walk right by it and say no thanks. Hear me just a little while. Even the Lord can do that for us. For David said, and if the Lord is really our shepherd, we will not walk. I'm closing. That scripture when I was young used to throw me. I used to think it was saying, and I couldn't understand when somebody would read that. I felt like they were saying, the Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want. What are they talking about? But now I know. The Lord is my shepherd. What do I want? I'm satisfied with His pastures. The Lord is my shepherd. I'm not thirsty because I'm beside the still water. Hear me just a little. But if you ain't in those green pastures where He takes His sheep, you're going to get hungry. If you're not beside those still waters, you're going to get thirsty. The Bible said that Elijah ate that cake and he went in the strength of it for 40 days and 40 nights. And that was before Calvary. Oh, they ate manna and it done something to them. But Jesus looked at all of them and said, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. And they got hungry and they wanted meat and they wanted quails and they wanted onions and they wanted garlic and they wanted leeks. But He said, the bread that comes from heaven. That bread that comes from heaven. If you eat my flesh and if you drink my blood, didn't He say it? Hear me just a little while. At the Last Supper, He took that bread and we do it in communion. That's signifying what the Lord told us to do. And He broke that bread. He said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Take, drink. This is my blood which was shed for you. If you really eat that body and drink that blood, there's no way that you'll get hungry. Hear me just a little while. I'm simply trying to tell us, do what Christ said. Drink of this water. Eat of this bread. Hear me. The prodigal perished because of his hunger. But he also lived because of his hunger. He got hungry and he remembered what God was cooking, what Daddy was preparing. And he said, I will arise and go home. I love to tell us, why don't you smell a different kitchen? If my wife would come. Jacob's always cooking. So is the Lord. And He calls, come and die. And when you come and when you die, you will not despise anything. She left her water pot. Didn't He say it? She left her water pot and went to the city. Come see a man. It don't matter if you break her water pot. She don't need it anymore. She wouldn't get mad at you if you broke her water pot. She don't need that water anymore. She's got a new fountain now. She's got a new cup now. She's got a new pitcher now. She's got a new life now. When the Lord comes in, we don't hunger. And that's what we need.
Because Jacob ain't going to stop cooking. He's not going to stop fixing his pottage. A birthright is more expensive than a bowl of beans. Heaven is more valuable than everything in every country, every nation, every city, every town, all piled together. Heaven's more valuable. And if you'll just take a real good whiff, the Lord's got something much better prepared. And it'll not leave you unsatisfied. Oh, I've seen some that come and prayed and didn't really eat and left unsatisfied. But somebody that's really got saved, I've never seen a one that got up saying, I'm still hungry. I just need something else. I guarantee you, when I found the Lord, I found more. David said, He anointed my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. It couldn't even contain it. Jesus looked at her and said, not only will you never get thirsty, out of your belly shall flow rivers. You try to make a man thirsty that's got a river coming out of his belly. Oh, feel the Holy Ghost. You offer a man a cup of water that has got a river coming out of his belly and see if it tempts him in the least little bit. Hear me just a little while. Even I'd love to tell us, you offer a man a little cup of water that's got a river coming out of his belly. He'll do nothing but laugh. You mean you want me to trade an undriable well like she talked about? That well, it's never run dry. When that well goes dry, this one won't. Listen to me. I'd love to tell us if this economy, it's rock bottom. There's some that's got an economy in their heart from heaven that will not die. Some trust in horses. Some trust in chariots. But we shall trust in the Lord. Your horse ain't going to satisfy you. It'll hang you up in a tree like it did Absalom, and it'll keep walking and somebody else will ride it. But Jesus will never leave you hanging. Matter of fact, He'll send a chariot to carry you up. Oh, my wife's saying, will you stand? Dying, perishing because of hunger. This altar's open. Would you like to come? Everyone that would. Find you a shepherd that so satisfies you that you don't want. Find you a fountain that so satisfies you that you don't get thirsty. Find you bread to eat that so satisfies that it takes away hunger itself. It takes away thirst itself. Blessed is he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness. I believe I'd be safe in saying cursed is everyone that hungers after this world. But blessed is he that hungry and desires the things of God. Oh, for he will be filled. He'll not just eat, but he'll be filled. He'll not just eat, but he will be filled to the very brim. I'm here to tell us Jesus Christ will satisfy us to the utmost.